Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, yes, we are on fire. I'm sorry I had to end so abruptly, but we just ran out of time with Professor Bill Beeman. He's always an interesting character. He's quite, pretty much left of center on, most issues, but he's honest, and he gives you an honest opinion of what he believes and what he sees as the crisis. He's a very fair-minded individual when it comes to Iran and the Middle East and world affairs, and he really and truly wants to help better the world, I believe, as opposed to George Bush, who would like to help destroy the world, I'm afraid. And that's exactly what George Bush is doing, destroying America, for sure. All right, now, speaking of destroying America and destroying our freedoms and our sovereignty, this next hour will be consumed by a discussion again, and we'll probably do it some more tomorrow night, about the invasion USA crisis that I see, and I see looming over our heads like the sword of Damocles. And now with me will be Frosty Woolridge. And Frosty, of course, is someone who has been a world traveler to just about every continent that's travelable. He has also been involved in many crusades across America, the American way, freedom, liberty, independence, individualism, you name it. He's been involved. He's been involved in all of these issues. Let me just give you a little background in case you don't know who he is and really what he's all about. As I say, he's been a world traveler with a unique perspective of the world, cultures, families, and in that he's bicycled around the globe 100,000 miles on six continents, six times across the U.S. in the past 30 years. No, he has not ridden his bicycle on water yet, but he has written hundreds of articles, for about 17 national and two international magazines. He's got hundreds of editorials published in top national newspapers, including the Rocky Mountain News, Denver Post, Albany Herald, Christian Science Monitor, and so on and so forth. So you can see he's certainly well-read. He's knowledgeable in these areas, and he can talk about many issues, but his favorite issue right now is immigration's unarmed invasion, deadly consequences. That is his latest of several books, and welcome to the program, Frosty Woolridge.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's just really a pleasure to be with you this evening.
Thank you. It's my pleasure as well, and in the next hour we'll have a chance to elaborate on many of the things that you have seen as you've traveled across the globe, but particularly, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the areas where you're most concerned is in the environmental consequences of this invasion USA. Is that right?
Very definitely. That's part of the action that I'm taking as an American citizen, and certainly with my travel background from the Arctic all the way down to the South Pole, and having seen what I've seen in Asia and throughout the world where overpopulation has manifested itself in very negative ways, my goal is to really connect the dots for American citizens so that they can take action and they don't have to go down the same road taken, such as places like China or India or Bangladesh or Mexico or any of the other overpopulated third world countries.
Mm-hmm. So are you referring to population control methods and things of that sort?
Well, the goal here is not population control. The goal is enlightenment of first world nations who have come to a balance where population stabilization is a natural aspect of an educated and highly enlightened society.
Right.
And once you have that, you then have the ability to have a sustainable society, a sustainable future for all living creatures, plant, animal, and humans, of course. And so that's my goal.
Okay, we'll talk about that goal, and we'll talk about Invasion USA and what needs to be done. Frosty Woolridge is our guest. We'll be right back with him and your calls.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
And we're back with Frosty Woolridge. He's a guest lecturer at Cornell University as well, and teaching creative writing workshops, magazine writing at Michigan State University. All of that good stuff. And, of course, he lectures also on religion and ethics at the Front Range College in Colorado. So you have definitely made the rounds, Frosty, and let me tell you, you are a man after my own heart. So let's get right into it. Talking about the population bomb, if you will, and environmental issues, how does it relate directly to this invasion from our south?
Well, primarily, this country, before 1965, was a stable population. And the American public was just moving right along in a sustainable society of 194 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Teddy Kennedy, senator from Massachusetts,
right,
decided to just throw a big bunch of rotten apples into the apple cart. And what he did was create the Immigration Reform Act of 1965, which opened the doors to 1.1 and as high as 1.5 million immigrants from third world nations. And that flood began in 1965. And soon after that, illegal aliens started moving into the country, finding that they could undermine our laws and get away with just about anything. And since that time, in just the 40-year stretch, we have added 106 million people to the United States of America. And in that massive immigration overload, we've created consequences and crises that are becoming what I call irreversible and unsolvable. Mm-hmm. Here in Denver, Colorado, we already have water restrictions. We do not have enough water. It doesn't rain and snow enough to fill the reservoirs. The Colorado River no longer reaches the Pacific Ocean because mm-hmm. it is sucked dry by Arizona, Nevada, and certainly California. And what we're creating, as I show in my book, an unsustainable future for future generations. In fact, I say it, and I've said it often, that the higher and greater our numbers, the more extreme our numbers, the more extreme our children's consequences. Mm. And this has been proven, and as a matter of fact, I give a program. It's called The Coming Population Crisis in America and What You Can Do About It. And I've been to the South Pole. I've lived there. I have a new book coming out. It's called An Extreme Encounter Antarctica. And I studied with top scientists down there. This global warming crisis is no longer a theory. And, in fact, in April 3rd issue of Time magazine, you see a polar bear trying to jump the ice. And it says that global warming is no longer a theory. It is at the tipping point here on this planet, and it's how it's going to affect us. And so as we continue to ignore this, the underpinnings and the support aspects of the planet and how it supports all life and creates a balance or a stasis is being undermined by sheer numbers. And here in the United States, with only 5% of the world's population, we use up well over 30% of the world's resources. We create literally the most greenhouse gases of any country in the world. And the problem, of course, Rick, is the fact that the average American citizen uses between 10 and 33 times more raw resources and creates that much more pollution than a third world person. So when you start adding 4-5 million people to the United States, which is the growth rate of the United States, we're the third fastest growing nation in the world right now, all created by immigration. We're if you take 300 million people times that just the minimum of 10, as shown in the report for how much impact an American makes, that's 3 billion people right off the bat.
All right.
So we are really in danger of exceeding all carrying capacity and causing the greatest harm to the planet because of our standard of living,
right,
our level of opulence, and our ability to consume, and then to consume and also pollute. So those are the aspects that people don't want to talk about. But I've been through China. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a quote from one of my readers. I write for newswithviews.com Rinse.com.
Sure.
One man from, his name was Singh from Madras, India, and he didn't like a piece I wrote on the H-1B visa. And he said, Mr. Wooldridge, I'm working at the Madras factory here on one of the H-1B visas, your outsourced job. And he said, we here in India can do the job cheaper than you Americans, because we have 1.1 billion people and many more people to do it at a cheaper rate of pay. And he said, besides, you American citizens have been living an artificially high standard of living for far too long. Mm-hmm. It's time you drop down to the poverty levels of the rest of the third world.
Well, we are. There's no question about that.
No question. So I wrote back and I said, sir, I said, wouldn't India be better off if it didn't have an artificially high overpopulation a crisis of 1.1 billion, wouldn't India be better off if it had a measly 300 million people like America, so that its citizens would be enjoying a viable and sustainable higher standard of living?
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote back a week later and said, you make an interesting point, Mr. Wooldridge. I never thought of that. And, of course, one of the things I've noticed as I've traveled throughout the third world, almost 100 countries now in the last 30 years on my bicycle, is the fact that third world leaders ignore a problem until it becomes irreversible and unsolvable. And as long as they stay at the top of the pile, they don't care how much misery and human quagmire is below them, as long as they stay on top. An example, of course, is the Vicente Fox of Mexico. In all of his years in the presidency, he's done nothing for the people of Mexico, for the poor, the distraught, the unemployed, the diseases, the social inequities. And so that's what happens in third world countries. And unfortunately, Mexico grew from 50 million in the last century to 104 million in this past century, and they're expected to grow to well over 200 million or double their population in this century. And so the line never ends, Rick. It never finishes. It never quits.
Well, let me give you now the devil's advocate point of view in response to what you've said about the population demographic shift here into the United States.
Sure.
They will say, and I'm not saying this, but they will say, well, isn't that a good thing that we will see vast numbers of Mexicans moving into the United States and from South America where there are so little, quote, environmental regulations and so little laws governing those things. But at least here, the law will, quote, protect us from pollution and all of that. And, of course, if that is the case, then we will see less pollution south of the border, less pollution here because people will have to live under our laws. See, I'm sure you get that all the time.
I certainly get a lot of counter arguments, and of course.
What would be your response to these queries or these commentaries?
Well, the fact is, not only will we, again, 10 to 33 times more consumption and raw resource usage, plus that much pollution, no matter what you do with pollution laws and clean air laws, it just in Denver, Colorado here, we're expected to grow from we grew from 3 million to 4.3 million in the last decade, and we're expected to grow to between 8 million and 10 million within the next 45 years. So no matter how much pollution control you may have, no much how much you resource action you may have, you cannot make twice as many cars polluting the atmosphere, twice as many chimneys kicking all the gases into the, and twice as much consumption of natural gas, gasoline, or coal, or anything else, and expect the skies to remain clean, the water to remain clean, and not have acid rain, not have a lake acidification of lakes, and so forth, and species extinction. I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
The National Academy of Sciences notes and predicts that every decade we lose 2,500 plants and animals to extinction here in the lower 48 states. So then you have to ask yourself, how long can we as a nation, as a people, continue to lose that much life that God created, if you will?
Mm-hmm.
And also, does that not beg the moral and ethical question that we as a cognitive species, do we have the right to kill off, extinctify, if you will, that many creatures that God created as fellow travelers on this planet? And if we don't, then what are we going to do about it? Because they don't have a choice. Once we encourage or we encroach on their habitat, they no longer have a home to live, drink, eat, and bring their young up in. And what moral or ethical question does that beg of us as the cognitive species? And I think the Bible does say that you go forth and you care for the earth. It didn't say go forth and ravage the earth. The Bible didn't say go forth and kill all the animals off. And I don't think any of the leaders that are in the Bible, certainly Jesus himself, wouldn't sit there and say, gee, I think you have a right to go out and kill all the bald eagles off because they're just simply a nuisance, or the grizzly bear or the black bear.
Giving man dominion over the earth has been certainly misinterpreted by
absolutely,
some.
Absolutely.
To mean to scavenge and ravage the earth and do whatever you darn well please.
Exactly.
Because you just can't. It's the law of cause and effect, and
yes,
reaping what you've sown. And you know darn right well, when you get too wasteful, that waste comes back and hits you right in the head. And we are, in general, a very wasteful society because we've had it so good for so long. That's changing now. And that's going to change more dramatically as the price of energy gets out of control and out of the reach of most people. People are going to find themselves making some very drastic changes in their lifestyle, whether they like it or not. It's going to happen, and that's one of the realities we have to face. But be that as it may, it makes no sense, Frosty, for us to see this so-called migratory population, the shift from Mexico, for instance, to the United States, knowing full well the United States is not in a position any longer to deal with these kinds of massive, massive influxes of aliens. So we'll talk about that when the break is over, and it's coming up now, and I don't want to start you in the middle of the sentence.
Okay, sounds good.
Answer that point when we come back, and we'll invite callers, by the way, to join us at 800-313-9443. Very interesting guest, Frosty Woolridge. I'm sure you will find him fascinating. Any question or comment is certainly welcomed here on the program. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, and we intend to come right back in just 3 minutes from now. We welcome your participation on this question that just won't go away. Illegal invasion into the United States and its consequences. We'll talk about it in 3 minutes. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we're back now with Frosty, Frosty Woolridge. And Frosty, answer my last question, my last point that I was making with you, and give us your response, and then we'll take some calls.
Well, Rick, let me just preface that answer by making a remembrance of one of the great American writers, Mark Twain. He said in 1855 mm-hmm. that the shabbiest of all lies is silent assertion.
Right.
And silent assertion is a term he used to define the media and common citizens, average Americans, who sat by, watched, waited, said and did nothing when a bad thing was happening in their society. In his time, it was slavery. Today, it is this massive overload of not only illegal but legal immigration that's literally turning this country upside down, destroying its ability to maintain its own citizens, maintain its own culture, maintain its own language, and maintain any kind of a viable future for its children. And we are, by de facto population incursion, being forced into a bilingual society, forced into what I would call cultural apartheid, what I would call linguistic apartheid, and certainly ethnic apartheid. And who is suffering are the legal immigrants that come into this country because they're not literally absorbing and assimilating into the American way of life. And you're creating a massive overload of poor because we're immigrating nothing but poor. They're certainly illiterate. They're certainly uneducated. They're certainly unable and unskilled in so many arenas that they can only take jobs from our working poor. And so what we're creating is a whole new low class that's even lower than our working poor. And that's a welfare class that is literally standing in the welfare lines, standing in the food stamp lines, living in the ghettos, and degrading their lives in favor of those from other countries that have no rights to be here in the first place and really have no lawful entry. And so, as you can imagine, this silent assertion must stop. It's enough Americans need to start moving forward, and of course, as you go to my website, FrostyWooldridge.com,
yes.
there's a 26-point action letter there that you can send out to all your friends. I will answer any questions you have, and I'll hook you up with proactive organizations such as NumbersUSA.com. That's NumbersUSA.com. They have just gained 30,000 new members in the last 4 weeks because once people saw those Mexican flags flying across those cities with all those demonstrations, it really woke up Americans. And so that's the first part of that. And beyond, again, now I try to connect the dots for Americans to answer your questions in a two-pronged attack. And the attack is this. This is a republic, a constitutional republic, and the way it operates is that we have a highly educated population. Number two, we have everyone buys into a similar moral code that we all adhere to. Number three, we have an ethical system that we abide by so that we have ethics, that people actually
right.
on the strong part of being ethical and honest. And number four, we have a similar language, one language that fits all so that just like a currency, we can all work with the same currency, we can talk in the same language so that we can discuss, we can debate, and we can come to resolution of our challenges. And if you look across the landscape today where all of these illegal aliens are enclaving and creating their own apartheid and separating from the great American dream, they're creating city-states that are separate from America, antagonistic and arrogant against our Republican form of government, and that this kind of enclaving will create the kind of violent apartheid that you saw in South Africa, that you now see in Paris, France, that you noticed in Sydney, Australia. And then you will see the loss of the American dream and have it evolve into essentially the American nightmare, which will be much like situations in Israel and Palestine, which is now in London, England, where there's so much tension that the Muslims who are the immigrants in that country do not mix with the Brits.
Well, I think that's all the really the part of the commentary on this big, if you will, this diversity and this business of abandoning the melting pot and becoming a diverse society and miscegenation and the mixing of all of the races. I think what you're seeing is that effect, is that they just simply don't work. No matter how you try to make them work, they don't and can't work in a homogeneous population.
That's exactly correct. The multiculturalism does not work.
No,
that
doesn't.
Is a fact, and you can't force it. You can't make enough laws to make it move into any kind of fruition. Multiculturalism has been proven a complete failure. It always, Rick, it always
yep.
ends in violence. It ends in separation of the groups, and it ends in racial strife, ethnic tension, apartheid. And so anyone who thinks that that multiculturalism and this this wonderful bouquet is a real positive thing, you are literally you're simply out of touch with reality.
But unfortunately, it doesn't stop the buzzards, the so-called social engineers, from trying to impose it on us. They never learn. They never give up, do they?
They certainly don't. And of course, we all know that George Bush, who has never had to worry about any kind of ethnic strife in his life. His daughters went to private schools. He went to Yale. He's never been down in the ghettos. He's never been to the inner city. He's never had anybody raped, killed, murdered, or drugged in his family. But we are the ones that are the victims of this kind of social
Indeed.
Engineering.
All right. We'll be back with Frosty Woolridge, Rick Adams, and a bunch of callers
right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, your radio avenger. Be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we're back with our guest, Frosty. That's right, Frosty Wooldridge. And I guess I should let you spell it and give you a web address again. So just in case people will not be confused by it, Frosty.
Yes, thank you, Rick. That's Frosty, F-R-O-S-T-Y, W-O-O-L-D-R-I-D-G-E.com. And you'll find a great many, you'll find my books on there. You know, I'm an adventure writer, and I just, a new book is out. It's called An Extreme Encounter Antarctica. And it also shows some of the consequences of global warming as I learned them down there at the South Pole with top scientists. But I also have my bicycle journeys around the world. I have two teen novels on there. Strike Three, Take Your Base, a baseball story about fathers and boys, and another one, Rites of Passage. It's Into the Wind, a motorcycle adventure to Alaska by two teenagers. And my goal, of course, is just always to educate and entertain. The Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, of course, is a very sobering read about the 12 ways in which America is being destroyed. It was based on former Colorado Governor Lamb's speech in Washington, D.C. 4 years ago called How to Destroy America.
Exactly. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, and he... And he gave the eight ways, and I just added four more from my own world travels. The disease, of course, is one of them. Crime, of course, is another. And overpopulation, a third. And then the crisis of water, which is also part of that scenario, especially in the West. And it's very acute here. I want all listeners to realize that we're on the Titanic, if you will, and we're going too fast in very nasty waters, and those waters are filled with icebergs of essentially different consequences. Here in the West, we don't have enough water right now, and Colorado is going to add 4 to 6 million in the next 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Texas will add 12 million people at the current rate of immigration-driven growth by 2025. That's what, 15, 16 years from now?
Yeah.
Arizona will add 10 million, and the demographic experts show that California will add 20 million by 2035. And that's going to jump them from 36 million up to 56 million. And so, again, the crisis we face will become irreversible and unsolvable if we don't do something about it now. And as a matter of fact, for those of you who are sitting there poo-pooing and, oh, gosh, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, if we went to ZPG today, in other words, zero population growth,
mm-hmm.
in which we are, the American female is at 2.03 fertility. So we are at a balance. But population momentum itself, as defined by Dr. Albert Bartlett, the CU, whom I've worked with for 10, 20 years now, shows that even if we went to ZPG, we would still add around 35 million more people by 2040, 2050 because of population momentum and only 2.03 fertility or children per woman. And so we're still going to be in a lot of trouble. But instead, we are, if we continue on this course, we'll add 300 million by 2065. Takes your breath away, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Anybody want to add the doubling of the gridlock in your city?
Can't imagine.
That's
all right,
exactly
I'll tell
right.
you what. We've got so many calls. Let's start taking some, all right?
Oh,
well,
good,
they
Rick.
Can speak directly to you, Frosty. Frosty Wooldridge, and again, you know, we pronounce it without the extra D, Wooldridge. It's Wooldridge, just in case you're wondering, okay?
Definitely.
And let's take our first call, Barney in Maryland. Hello, Barney. You're on the program.
This is Clinton. Hello.
Oh, well, Barney was supposed to be before. That's okay. We'll let you on first. Clinton, go right ahead.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Hello, Frosty.
Pleasure.
You know, I did genealogy, and I found out I'm an immigrant myself from Ireland. Did you ever see the movie Gangs of New York?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it
is.
I don't think you could presume that that was fiction, can you?
Oh, no. Again, always realize that, and I always say this, that was then and this is now.
Okay. Thank you very much for acknowledging that, because you told so many lies tonight, I just don't know where to start.
All right, go right ahead. Start with the first one.
I'm not going to presume that you don't know what you're talking about, because you're a fascinating man. You have much to teach me, but you have much to learn yourself.
Thank you. I'm always open to learning.
Thank you. Because all the numbers game now that you just finished talking about before Rick took this call are null and void, because it was people like you and me who allowed abortion to kill tens of millions of population who have been here anyway. And you're forgetting, conveniently, when you talk about silent desertion, you've got me to deal with, because you're being hypocritical in that context yourself, Frosty. You've got to incorporate that in part of the knowledge that you're talking about, because population-wise, it's a zero-sum game. And you're a liar, and you're disgraceful to infer that the Hispanic people do not have a culture that's to be admired, loved, and respected.
Oh, let me take them
any day. How much? Give me one guess with your statistical knowledge. You like to roll all that stuff off your sweet tongue. Give me one guess that the Negro has cost this nation, and why you're cowardly remaining quiet about them, when in fact the Hispanic and Latin people have enriched our culture.
Well, thank you. And I want to agree that I work with Priscilla Espinoza, Heidi Pavia. I work with Terry Anderson, who's an African-American. I work with Robert Vasquez. As a matter of fact, I worked and had worked with I marched with Dr. Martin Luther King back in 1963 down Flappy Drive. I marched with Dr. Martin Luther King in 1963 because I felt back in Albany, Georgia, at my young age of 14 or so, that it wasn't right to have separate but equal schools or toilets or water drinking fountains and so forth. And I'm still the same idealist that we can bring the human race into a better balance, and that we can all become more honored in our spirits, and that all races, creeds, and colors from my travels, of course, are to be honored, and I do honor them. And the Mexican culture, and I've been throughout all of Mexico, wonderful culture, wonderful people. They only have to deal with very corrupt leaders. They are, of course, suffering from the consequences of such leaders. And so absolutely every color, every creed, every race that has brought a bouquet of extraordinary positives to the United States is a wonderment, and I totally accept that. And so that, again, that was then, this is now. We're dealing with consequences and crises that now no longer can be the silent assertion, and every fact that I bring to you tonight is sourced out, it is irrefutable, and we face grave consequences if we continue to ignore it through silent assertion. And my one thing my daddy was 27 years in the United States Marine Corps, and he said, son, if you know you're right, you want to stand up and speak out, because it's important to your family and your country. And so please, you can't call me a liar, because you couldn't refute one single fact that I have given, and so that really is you're really victimizing yourself by saying.
Well, good. Let me respond then now, please.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
One response.
I grew up on a Marine Corps base. I grew up a lifer in the Corps. I learned what honor was, and you are a liar. You're a liar of omission. All right.
You're a liar of omission. That's unacceptable.
And I'm asking you and praying and begging you to change your tone of voice, or you're going to pay for the consequences. Thank you for the call, Rick.
I'm not sure what that's all about, but thank you for the call as well. I still don't know what his point was, but that's okay. We'll move along. We've got a lot of other callers. Let's see if we have, let's say if we have Barney now. You on, Barney?
Yeah.
All right, Barney, you were going to be first. Now you're on the air. Go right ahead.
I hope you're a nice guy, Barney.
Well, I know the guy's out left field, I think.
Go ahead. What's your point now, Barney?
Well, we're going to end up in the same culture that Mexico has if we keep on. But when my daughter worked for Planned Parenthood before they advocated abortion back in 1970, the population of the United States was around 200 million. And below zero growth. We weren't producing enough babies to offset the people that are dying. So right now we're in big, big trouble. And it's really a sorry state of affairs when people can violate our law and come over here and demonstrate in the streets and get away with it when it should be locked up.
You know, I certainly agree with you, and I'll make one point about Mexico. Mexico, corruption has become a mechanism by which a third world country like Mexico operates. And that has happened throughout much of the third world, because the people essentially are victimized by their lack of education. The average child in Mexico only goes to fifth, sixth grade. And so they're mostly functionally illiterate and therefore very easily victimized. Unfortunately, as millions of them come into the United States, they then manifest that here in our country.
Frosty, hold on one second. I have to pick a bone with you. I'm not trying to be a wise guy, but we get kids in America, they go right through the 12th grade and they can't read or write, never mind the 6th grade.
Oh, yeah. As a teacher, I'm very well aware. Well, as in the 70s, as a teacher, we actually had to dumb down these classrooms across America
Absolutely.
And that's what has happened to our own educational
system,
and
Frosty,
we are paying a price for that.
We have paid, and it's right across the board. It didn't stop at high school.
Oh, I know.
It went right through college.
Yeah, we dumbed down the
classroom. We had this stupid Senator Pell from Rhode Island here who gave us the Pell Grant system. And nobody understands what it was meant to do.
Right.
It was meant to dumb down the colleges and increase the cost of tuition, because when you subsidize something, guess what? The cost goes up, not down.
That's exactly
what happened with colleges and universities. They thought he was doing us a favor. Well, the idiots don't understand that, and that's why we're in the mess we're in today.
That's correct. I certainly agree with you totally.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry to interject here, the caller, Barney. You may have had something else to say. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You got me?
Barney?
Barney. Go ahead. Continue.
The whole thing is a plan to bring down the United States, and according to Alex Jones, Fox has hired Bush's PR man to promote the whole operation.
You are exactly correct, and there's no question that the dumbing down of America is by design. If you go to newswithviews.com today, you'll see I wrote a piece called How to Destroy America. It's the second part. And as an educator myself, I'm very clearly aware that, again, when you lose those four aspects of a constitutional republic, that first aspect, an educated population, you then lose the ability to govern this very delicate form of governance, and that is a republic. It's a very delicate. And as we move millions and millions of functionally illiterate people into this country and they start voting, guess what they're going to vote for? They're going to vote for the same Vicente Fox types. And an example of that right now is Zaragoza. Out there in Los Angeles. You can't get a more corrupt Mexican mayor in an American city, and the consequences are 20,000 gang members called the 18th Street Gang that disseminate to 11,000 MS-13 gang members the $128 billion worth of drugs that goes out across our country every year. So you're seeing what I call part of the third world momentum, where corruption becomes a mechanism by which these countries operate, and as it manifests and moves into this country, it simply is starting to move into all sectors, whether it's phony driver's licenses, phony forged green cards, phony forged Social Security cards, birth certificates, you name it. Our own country is now becoming more corrupt from the top down and from the bottom to the top. So it's going to be a mess, and it is. It's by design. So you make a very good point.
Thank you very much for the call, Barney. Got to move along. Let's go to Rodney now in Texas. Hello, Rodney.
And good evening to you, Mr. Wardrick.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
it's a tongue twister. It's a tongue twister. All right. You can just say Frosty. How's
Frosty's
that?
Fine.
It's a little easier.
Well, thank you.
Pleasure.
Well, I noticed today in the Associated Press, two governors, Janet Napolitano, and I believe, Frosty, you still reside in Colorado, I believe?
Yes, sir, Denver.
Yeah, Bill Owens.
Bill Owens.
These two I don't know what you want to call them, but they're not doing the American citizens any favors. I mean, down in Arizona, the citizens voted overwhelmingly to ban these illegals coming into the to our country.
That's right.
And what does the governor down there, Napolitano, do? She vetoes this, and this is in the aftermath of her just a few months ago declaring a state of emergency down there. Now, in the case of Bill Owens, you had the legislator or the lawmakers there wanted to add a piece to Bill 207, I believe, Senate Bill 207 there.
You're correct.
Would make it illegal for companies or anyone to bring illegals into this country and basically use them as indentured slaves.
That's right.
And what does this guy do? He's already threatened to veto that, as well as another part of the bill, which stated that any person coming into this country would have to have a working knowledge of English. Now, all this makes sense to me. I think it's fair. But you got these two governors undermining the citizens, you know, this country and the laws really that are already in place. Can you real briefly comment on that?
Oh, you are so knowledgeable, sir. In Texas, I've been down there speaking in the last fall, and my brother's from Keller, Texas, and he's the first Texan to ride a horse across America coast to coast. But Bill Owens literally is corrupt. He's the governor of Colorado who's done nothing against illegal aliens, and in fact endorsed a handbook to show them how to embed themselves into Colorado. We now have 300,000 of them. We're adding about 312 of them per day. They cost us $1 billion in services. In the Denver Public Schools, they caused a 65% dropout flunkout rate. One out of five teachers quits or transfers out of DPS every 9-month cycle, and there are 40 different languages. Mm-hmm. So Bill Owens is much like President Bush in that, and or Napolitano, and certainly like Richardson. We even asked him to declare. We asked Owens to declare a state of emergency in the state of Colorado. He totally ignored it and just keeps letting Coloradans pay with our lives, whether it was Don Young, who got shot in the back of the head by Gomez, or down the street from me, Dale Engelerth was killed by a drunk who had been a drunk illegal alien Mexican who had 11 prior stops, or Justin Goodman in Denver who was killed, or John Hessler who was run over by by illegal aliens and put in a wheelchair, or the 8 girls who were raped by 8 illegal aliens in Boulder.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill Owens is as bad as George Bush, which is as bad as Napolitano. These people are in violation of their oath of office and need to be voted out and really taken to prison.
Frosty, just as auxiliary piece of information, Owens not only endorsed this handbook, giving information to these illegals, but he made the taxpayers of Colorado pay for it. And I confronted a talk show host up there in Denver about it, and he denied it. But when you go on Google and you put in Governor Owens and handbook illegals, February of 2005, guess what comes up? His exact words, the date and time that he did it.
Right.
So it's irrefutable what he did.
Oh, yeah.
And just one last thing regarding your travels.
Yes,
sir. Have you ever been to Mexico City, Frosty?
Oh, yes, I have.
And can you tell the listeners out there what type of city that is? Because 20 years
ago. Thank you, Rodney. Got to break, and we'll have them address that when we come back, all right? Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America. My guest, Frosty Wooldridge. Rick Adams, we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, not much time, and our guest is Frosty Wooldridge, and You hear the topic, you know what we're talking about. Let's take Chris in California quickly. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Rick. You know, George Bush failed at Yale. Let's get that straight.
he did.
Rick, you know, Frosty can articulate better than most on all aspects of this illegal alien flood. Frosty, I wet my teeth with you listening on George Putnam's show for the years. I get. What about in this in-your-face attitude, illegal alien border breakers, no assimilation directive? Your comments, please.
We are in danger of the colonization of our country by a foreign culture and a foreign language, as I've enunciated on George Bush and really many other talk shows across the nation for the last 5 years. And the fact is, if we don't stop it, as nice as the Mexican culture is in Mexico, it literally is going to cause a nightmare crisis for American citizens in that it will change our language, our culture, and they may get so great that they will vote us out or literally force us to move out of the four border states, and the Reconquista will simply reclaim for Mexico, and then, of course, they will take over, and the same kind of corruption, the same kind of leaders, and the same kind of mess that has been created in Mexico will then simply overwhelm Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and certainly Southern California. But in the meantime, it's going to create a culture war for us. It could cause civil war for us. It's certainly going to cause...
Okay.
A lot of violence. And so the key is we either stop it now or it is going to be another Paris, France later for the rest of us.
Chris, thank you for the call. We have to move along. But you heard the previous caller that we had on, Rodney, and he raised a question. You might want to answer that as well.
Oh, boy, I'm 60 years old now. It's a short-term memory.
You sound like 20. Well, Rodney was talking. I don't even remember myself what the question was, but he posed several questions, and if anybody remembers what it was, go ahead. I just wanted to give you the chance to respond to him, okay? Let's take another call. Kevin, I believe, is next. Hello, Kevin. You're on the program.
Hey, I make it brief.
Very brief.
You're not going to solve the problem. The land belongs to the Lord, and he sets the boundaries of the nations according to the number.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
The thing you didn't touch on was the sexually transmitted diseases and how that affects the negative population growth.
Okay, thank
you
very much.
And I'll let you comment on that and get off.
I think you hinted, though, you actually did mention that in diseases when you spoke right from the beginning, didn't you?
That's correct. In the last 5 years, we've imported in illegal aliens coming from Mexico 16,000 cases of Mycobacterium tuberculosis. I am a former U.S. Army Medical Service Corps officer. Of course, and that means I cannot lie because I take an oath of office to the U.S. Constitution, mm-hmm. Contrary to the former person who said I was a liar. But we also, the average illegal alien will spread tuberculosis, which is MDR, multi-drug resistant, to between 10 and 50 other American citizens. And, of course, it kills 2 million people worldwide right now. And so we're really creating a pandemic in our own country. Illegal aliens go to the same target. They're washing your dishes at the restaurant. They're going to the movies. Their kids are going to school with you. We also have imported 7,000 cases mm-hmm. of leprosy into this country in the last 3 years, and the bodies of illegal aliens coming unscreened, unchecked from India, from Brazil, and from the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of thousands of cases of hepatitis. One really bad one is... It's called Chagas disease. It's a T. cruzi parasite. It affects 18 million people in South America.
I'll
kills
tell you
14.
What, Frosty, we're just out of time.
Oh, darn.
We will do this again. I promise you next week, okay?
Thank you, and I look forward to
continue.
It.
And Frosty is at www.newswithviews.com/Wooldridge/Frosty. We'll be back tomorrow night to continue this subject again with another guest. And
Rick,
until
thank
then,
you.
Thank you, Frosty. Thank you all. Until then, have a good night. Rick Adams, so long.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.